It is 8:07 with JC from Paws Humane Society joining us this morning and the Paws Pet of the Week. Good morning, JC.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
It's going good. How are you?
Well, it would be better if it was sunny and not raining.
But I know.
Got to get this out of the way. Of course, it is Memorial Day weekend coming up, so, you know, we're not going to have a picture-perfect weather holiday, that is. Never really happens that way, but... Who'd you bring in this morning for the Paws Pet of the Week?
So today I brought in Queen. If you've been following us on Facebook, she is the mom to the three New York City kittens. So I decided to get her a little time away from the cage in the shelter and bring her out. She's been doing really good. I wasn't sure. She's a little more on the shy side.
She is?
Yeah, with certain people. I think mostly with kids, she can get a little shy, but she's been loving it. She's roaming around and purring and exploring.
Yeah, you surprised me when you said that she's kind of shy. Oh, it don't look like it to me, at least in here.
I know. And she's a really pretty cat. She's what we call the Duluth Calico. So she's got red and black and gray and then some white like on her feet and white whiskers and everything.
A really cute cat. How is she doing at the shelter? Well, I think she has, I think she has her kittens right next to her, if I'm not mistaken, or a couple of cages down. How's she holding up there?
She's doing good. I think she also felt it was time to let the kittens be on their own. So one kitten was actually adopted, and then the other two. We have Brooklyn, Bronx, and Staten are the three kittens, and Bronx was adopted, and the other two... I'm not 100% sure if we have applications on them, but I know we've had a lot of interest in them. So
cute kitties.
I know.
Fun to watch play, that's for sure. So go ahead, talk about adoptions. How do they work? How to fill out the application and hours this weekend? Well, you might not be open this weekend with Memorial Day.
Yeah, so we are open on Saturday at least. We are closed on Sunday. So Saturday we'll be there. 11 to 2, you can come out and see our animals. And as far as adopting, if you're interested in any of our animals, you can go right on our website and get a list of them. It takes you to petfinder.com. And if you're interested in any of them, you can fill out the adoption application right on our website. It's just like a Google questionnaire that you can fill out. And that information comes right to us so we can start reviewing it. And then once the application's approved, you can... come out to Paws and adopt the animal.
All right. And of course, if you're not looking to adopt right now, you can still stop out and just mingle with the pets that are there too. They like that. Let's talk about donations. I didn't notice anything low, but then again, you're more in the in the shelter more than I am throughout the week. What are we looking for?
Kind of just the basics. Cat litter. I was at Tyson's the other day and I saw that they do have a sale on their 40-pound bags of cat litter. So... we always need cat litter, paper towels, dog treats. It seems like we have a few more dogs, so we're kind of running more low on dog treats. She's in the hole. And so those are kind of the more fun things to get, paper towels, that kind of thing. So she's so funny.
All right. Making sure she didn't fall down the hole here at the studio.
Just trying to find a quiet place to relax.
So, of course, if you're looking to donate, I believe you still have a list on the website at pawscharlescity.com.
Yep, pawscharlescity.com.
So you can check that out. Any fundraising events coming up over the next couple of months?
Yeah, so we do have some exciting things coming up. We've partnered with the brewery in town, Tellurian, on some meet and greets, paws nights, we're going to call them. And so our first one coming up is on June 10th. So we're going to be there hopefully from 5:30 to 7. We're hoping to bring a dog and maybe some cats, and then some board members will be there too. So you can talk to them about volunteering or getting more involved in our fundraising, that kind of thing. So we're doing June 10th, July 8th, August 19th, and September 9th for those nights.
Oh, nice. At least once a month. Okay.
Yeah.
That's coming up here in about 2 weeks from this Friday at the brewery here in Charles City. What time is it again?
5:30 to 7. And you can stop out and see the animals we have and talk to a board member while having a beer. And I don't know what more you need.
Can't go wrong with that, that's for sure, especially on a Friday night.
I know.
Of course, a dog jog quickly approaching as well here in the next few months. Yep. Details on that, of course, can be found on the website and social media as the days get closer.
Yeah, we're looking at September for that. We're going to change it up a little bit, too, and maybe do a weeknight versus a Saturday morning. So that'll be kind of underway. She's so funny.
She's staring out the window. Yeah. I can't really tell. She must have just noticed cars going down the road. That's funny.
Yeah, she's a nice cat.
Well, as always, thank you very much for joining us. I'm noticing a lot of improvements going on at the shelter before I let you go. The new doggy doors.
Yeah, they're looking awesome. If you've been to the shelter before, we have the galvanized dog kennel doors, and just over the time, they've just become rusty and used and stuff. So we've taken the doors to Iowa Powder Craft over in Clear Lake, and they've powder coated the dog kennel doors, and now they're like a nice shiny black, and it just looks so awesome. Fun with our paint and everything. So
even the dogs like it.
Yeah, they do.
Well, thanks for all you do at the Paws Humane Society. We appreciate it. And so do the animals. And of course, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot, JC. It is 8:13 with Loverboy.